kinds of experiential learning within each of those categories. So we came up, the faculty came up with three tiers. So tier one is faculty led. The faculty are telling you, you're going to do this experiment now in your lab class, right? You didn't have to think of the experiment. You didn't have to prep for the experiment. You just had to show up and do the experiment. Well, maybe you had to prep a little bit, right? But you didn't have to decide what the experiment was going to be. Does that make sense? Tier two is sustained projects. So these have to be not a one and done, but something that we're going to do over time. Usually they're happening in drafts. Usually they're happening in steps or in an iterative process where you're getting lots of feedback from the faculty member, lots of mentorship from the faculty member. That's tier two. And then tier three is a culminating, where the student is really the one in the driver's seat. The faculty is still there as a mentor, but whether this thing works or not is going to ultimately be up to the student.